Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Magic Sponge Podcast. Christmas special with me, Rob Beckett, Jimmy Billard, Ian Smith, and our guest, Neil Razor Ruddock.
Razor!
Morning, lads. Afternoon, should I say?
Jimmy, do you want to give us set the scene of where we are? This is your pub, isn't
it? Well, this is my... Yes, this is my pub, the One Bell, and I'm so happy
to... Is this One Bell in Crayford? Bexley Heath, near
there? You got it, yes. The One Bell in Crayford. Well done, Razor. Cheers for getting that out there. And it is an honour to have you on the show.
Thank you very much,
my man. And these two nutters that I'm on every week with.
On the subject of hard men, you had the Roy Keane and Ben Thatcher.
Pussy.
You think Roy Keane's a pussy?
He's a pussy.
Could you take Roy Keane?
I'd smash him all over the place. Really? That's a promise. I swear to God I would. I know I would. I'm fucking that big. Oh, God.
Do you like him?
No, yeah, love him.
Yeah. But it sounds like a good man. Did you have run-ins with him when you played?
Proper player. I've had loads of like kicks he'd tearing off the ball, chin-ins and things with him. So,
really?
No, he's a proper player, but he's all right.
The Alan Shearer thing was funny when he
just,
got
I think he's a bit of a bully.
Roy Keane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's trying
to
intimidate
too far
people.
Intimidation. You shouldn't be like that.
Too volatile.
Real tough men.
Because you're not intimidating, you're quite
real
friendly.
Real tough men don't intimidate like boy.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think that Razor Ruddock stroke in my face.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I just fuck you to death.
God, what a Christmas that would be. Yeah. Rob's not Christmas coming round for Christmas dinner, man. Why? He's been.
Rob's got a dab on.
Yeah, it's hot in here, isn't it?
Can I go with a fag now? Really
yeah,
bored.
Go for a
cigarette if you want. Right.
1-0 Razor Ruddock's gone. Do you want to open my Christmas presents that I got for you?
Oh, because you didn't get Razor
Ruddock. Please.
Oh, thank
I got
you,
some
Ian.
Christmas presents.
Did you get me one?
Yeah, got you both Christmas presents.
Oh, thank you very much, Ian. We didn't. Yours is.
That's a DVD.
I've got the
easy.
Oh, you think it's a DVD?
Oh. What have you got me?
A lot of money.
You've got me.
It's difficult to do opening presents on like.
It's all right, mate.
On a podcast, isn't it?
I've got a.
Tubes, you boy! Hello, Sean!
Tubes from Soccer AM. It's just come in. Hello, mate.
Hello,
nice to see you.
How you doing, my son?
We've got. We just do Raise. We get you in. In about half an hour.
I'm trying to bind this together.
Fuck Raise, you're off.
Podcast.
What do you want to drink? Stay in here. What do you want to drink?
Yeah.
Mitch!
Jim,
Mitch!
We should probably do the podcast.
Look at that, look! Oh, so the worst two people in my life.
So what did you get, Jim, from Ian?
I swear, I've got Nick Barmby. He's going to be on
Nick
the
Barmby.
Side of my table, because I had a tear-up with him under the Humber Bridge. And then this man, who is Alan Pardew.
Fucking Pardew!
Who loves himself so much, he's Chocolado.
So you've got a nice little frame
no banter, photo. Right? I'm going to put them by the side of my bed.
So you've got a frame, photo
of frame photos.
Alan Pardew and Nick Barmby. I've got a dinosaur excavation kit.
I don't know what it is. It looks fun though, doesn't it?
A DVD called Christmas Town.
Why the fuck are you getting it if you don't know what it is?
What's that? Well, it looks fun, doesn't it? It's like you chip away at it and you find there's like a dinosaur in it.
DVD starring Nicole DeBoer, Patrick Muldoon, and Gary Chalk.
Gary Chalk's a fucking brilliant actor.
Have you ever seen Christmas Town?
No.
And then the final present was some antacid.
Some antacid tablets.
Peppermint antacid.
Yeah, yeah.
Calcium carbonate.
Mm.
Thanks, Ian. That's really nice.
Smithy, thanks, my man. I didn't get you anything. Sorry.
You've
got my love.
Call Christmas Town.
Oh, yeah, no, I
there
love
you go,
that.
Mate. Then,
oh, great.
You're a big fan of Muldoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for those, Ian. That's nice.
Watch your Muldoon.
Jim, how you been since the jungle?
Yeah, mate. Come out. It's been a massive whirlwind, Rob.
Yeah?
Yeah, mate. Loved every minute of it. In there, let's talk about in there first. So in there was, you know, I made some great friends. I found it hard. You know, I struggled. My biggest struggle was eating and hunger.
Yeah.
I know that's a lot of people's, but it was just like, it's killing me. I had a few thoughts about running. I just wanted to get to vote offs and just see how I was done then, which wasn't too good. But yeah, I loved it at the same time. I love it. It's quite a weird experience, you know.
Good to be back though, isn't it?
Mate, as soon as I got voted, I was gutted because I did want to see it stay as long as possible, obviously. But as soon as I had my first bite of something to eat, I was
You smashed that breakfast. I saw you the next day when you got voted.
I polished it.
The biggest breakfast
ever. And even
ever
like seen. Now, I pray for all my food there.
Yeah.
I do respect it that bit more, you know.
Razor, we're just talking about Jimmy. Jimmy's finished in the jungle.
Yes.
Did you enjoy your time in the jungle?
No, it was horrible.
They hated it.
I hated it.
Good bit of money, though, isn't it?
It's good dough, but that's how I went to the ex-wife.
Have you ever played for her in that?
Yeah, I was West Ham with Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. What was Jimmy like? Because he keeps it a little bigger.
Jimmy was very quiet for 6 months. He turned up like a bag of shit. And then we brought something out of him and turned him into a fruitcake.
Oh, really? I was a youngster, though, weren't I? You know what I mean? And you got to imagine, I'm fucking hell. I was nothing like I am now.
Yeah.
He was very quiet.
Can you keep the noise down, please? I was nothing like I am now, do you get what I mean? Because I was fucking 18, 19-year-old. And
a big personality.
And I was a real quiet. I was a real quiet boy. So, and then all of a sudden, coming in amongst all this, and I was well out of my debt. Fucking hell. I'd never, ever be like,
yeah, yeah.
But this is what I learnt. This is what I am.
You're
and I am
today
and now, and I don't give a fuck. Really. I really don't now. I could do anything and don't care because of these kind of people being
there. We've got to be talking. Don't be scared to embarrass yourself. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, exactly. That's
perfect.
You have
more fun in life.
Yeah.
Right? If you ain't scared to embarrass yourself, you have a good life.
Yeah.
Have a proper time. People are fucking scared to do things to get embarrassed. Fucking shit life.
You do whatever you want. That matters. It.
Beautiful.
What was the best time at West Ham when it was Jimmy? Any good stories?
Ray, I'll tell one with Ray. This is classic. I didn't tell it the other day. I was on Soccer AM with Ray the other day. I always remember this. It was pre-season. It was the first day. And we had like...
Also on Soccer AM, was you saying Corey loads?
Corey!
You kept saying Corey.
Yeah, no one knows who Corey is. Corey.
Yeah, I know, but just then when they watch the special, they can try and spot Corey.
Oh, yeah, so when you are watching the special, see if you can notice me or Ray just shouting at Corey. Because... What a lot
I said
of people,
balls have got told off, but we can say Corey.
What a lot of people don't understand is Corey. You've heard of Corey, haven't you?
Corey.
Yeah, but
he didn't know.
They don't know what Corey meant.
Like,
a lot of them don't know what Corey is. I'm like, it's a fucking winkle, a prick.
A winkle.
And they're like,
winkle.
I mean,
it's a winkle.
Like, and they're like, never heard of it. I'm like, fuck it.
So yeah, when they watch the special, they
so
can
when
spot.
They watch it, just Corey. Listen out for me and Ray. We say it about 100 times. Corey.
So Rob, what's the first question this week?
Have we asked the question yet?
No. Well, you just going to tell us story about
started?
West Ham and yeah.
All right.
Have we now, started recording yet?
One of the first pre-seasons I had with this man. It's classic, right? Because Ray's back in the day was overweight even back then.
No way.
So we'd all and you got to remember, there's loads of big cattle, and we was all running around the football pitch. This was the first warm up, so you got to imagine running around the big pitch. It took about 5 minutes. 4 minutes to get round, run all the way round, and we do 3 laps for a warm up. Say, Razor runs straight into the dressing room after the first one. And he's like, hey, Razor, where you go? Fuck that, H, I'm fucked. He says, run straight
horrible.
In. That is the first time I've ever done a pre season with this man. First day,
it was a good
one
pace.
Lap of the wall, 4 minutes.
It was a terrible pace first day.
It was a great pace.
Fucking
went
horrible.
Straight in. I was
no fucking medals. Kid. No medals, lads.
This is what I'm saying. Some of the stories I tell ain't great, but you've got to imagine really being there. With like 20 of the boys.
No, it's a good story,
right.
But you can't go from
you know
seeing his bollocks to a story about him
that,
not running
no,
very
I'm
much.
Saying, that's why, but I don't give a fuck. I just want to tell that story because it is the governor. Like, if you was there, you'd have cried. because he just walked Harry in. Basically, Harry's like that.
It's what he liked to play under.
And all these are like.
Ray's is doing an impression of Harry Redknapp.
I heard one about Ray's about James Corden. Have you heard one that James Corden tells about Ray's? James Corden's only a young boy at West Ham. He's sitting in the front row at Bobby Moore stand, and Ray's runs up for a corner, and he's like leaning on a post. But James Corden's only a youngster, and he's leaning on a post. Oh, I'm fat kid. He's only run up. James Corden as a kid is a massive. He's looking at him going, Razor's fat. So I'm fat. Corner, and he's breathing on a post. Fucking brilliant.
Absolutely. Long way, though, isn't it?
I remember he was playing Man United at Upton Park getting fucking hammered, right? So I'm fucked. Harry's. Push up! Hands up! About 10 yards behind. Fucking push up! I just remember going in. They'll be back in a minute, eh? Just fucking Man United! So you said, coming back here, I might as well wait here, minor. Stay here, fuck!
And about 8 of them.
Why fucking go an extra 10 like yards and run back another 10 yards?
That's brilliant.
They'll be back in a minute, eh? Don't worry, it's Man United.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Was that the John Moncur, was that team, wasn't it? Yeah. The cameo?
I'll tell you the one when he came out with a thing on his head.
Like, yeah.
Ah, fuck it.
And West Ham, he didn't have a lot of kit, training kit, right? Yeah. So if you was late, you just got fucking odds and sods, words and left, right? So Monkey's come in late. There was no kit, so he's come out, he's run out, right? But you used to get about 300 people watching. So he had no kit, nothing. So he got, you know, with rubber gloves, he blew one up, put it on his head like a fucking chicken, right, and come out with nothing on.
It's press there and everything. Harry's like, don't fucking do
that. Don't he know?
He's like, fuck him.
He didn't have a twitch, Harry, until he fucking managed us.
Yeah. I tell you, Monkey, though, how funny was he, Ray?
He was hilarious.
I had Razor, Johnny Moncur, Stevie Lomas, Paul Kitts, Ian Wright, fucking...
And you had Rio Lamps.
And you had all the... I'm just pulling out the older crew that was fucking absolute animals. Then you had the Frank Rio, Joe Cole Carricks and all that lot. But these fucking lot growing... Oh, mate.
Do you know the game spoof? No spoof.
No.
No spoof? With three coins. You have to guess everyone has three coins in the round. You have three coins, two coins, one coin and no coins. No one knows.
Yeah.
So you put your hand in, you've got to guess how many coins people have got. You're not allowed to... Say the same. So we was in Langens one day, all the old lot, about 10 of us, just play spoof, right? What's the loser got to do? Normally had to drink, like, piss or something.
Yeah,
I said, whoever loses has to go and buy a Jaguar, right, from Stratstone's Jag. He used to be opposite. I only lost. Right. So he bowled across. They bought this purple S-type come out, purple, with yellow speed dials, right? Spinners on the thing. Silver handbrake and all that. I'd go home that night and say, Mrs., you know that SL I bought you about a month ago?
It's changed it.
We've sold it. But you'll love this car. You got delivered.
She had it for about
42 grand. She had it for about 4 days. And I lost 16 grand. It was my idea.
Backfire, shit sandwich.
Another time we've come home from West Ham, we've been out on the piss, so we've got a minibus, so we're coming back, we're going over Romford Way, there's a kebab store, so we've got the lads in there. So we're kebab store, I said, two Blombirds, stop, fucking stop, it's a Blombirds, stop. So I've jumped out. I've got all right, girls, now you've got Ian Wright, as he said, have all these mouthy fuckers. So all right, girls, they've gone, it's you, innit? I went, yeah, it's fucking right. It's me. This bird went, I love you on London's Burning.
Oh, I bet they didn't grab onto that.
Glenn Murphy was like, oh. He's going to be sick note after that.
Sick
note? She's named Sick Note. Yeah. All right, Sick Note. Fuck off.
Right, first question. Your mate, Alan Pardew, turned it round at Newcastle.
Okay, I haven't watched a lot of football.
No, but it has happened, I'm not lying.
Right, okay. So, do we really have to talk about this fella?
Well, no, but
don't
yeah,
you,
but
like
you slagged him off and said he was no good.
Yeah, but
don't
I didn't
like
say
him.
He's no good.
Yeah,
I just
don't like him. I don't like him.
Just every question.
I've heard some mixed reviews, but I know a lot of players don't like him.
Anyone,
I know, and when he walks in West, I heard, I don't know if it's true. Don't take me this, but I was told that when he walked in the West Ham dressing room, he said, right, you used to have Ronnie and Reggie, now you got me.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he's having his...
Roger and Reggie,
I think
Reggie
we all know
in
yeah, East End. I think we all know he's having himself a little bit.
He loves himself a little bit.
He's a little bit
chocolate. What about when you try and put the nut on? If you're going to nut someone, nut
Who did he try? Oh, nut that
David
Mailer.
David Mailer. Oh,
mate, the
whole thing.
When I go, I'll go. So...
No, but I think he has done very well.
Yeah.
I think he's got like a skin like Rhino, to the abuse he was getting.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't
and
go
just, and he just...
He's a bit too confident.
Raising
these
another Smiths.
Yeah, yeah.
That's happened twice, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's been two seasons. Like, they love him, they hate him.
But he's got about a 7-year contract.
Because he got him like fifth and they were just like, this is absolutely incredible. Let's give him an 8-year contract because nothing changes ever.
Let's have it straight, he's average.
Razor, I've been asked to ask you about Jason McAteer and a coat hanger.
Yes.
What's this about?
He bought a Porsche, so me and Phil Babby was shit. We went to
Phil Babby was shit?
Yeah, terrible. We went to his nickname's Dave. His nickname, we bought him from Bolton, his nickname was Trigger.
Was your nickname Bolton. Neil?
Thanks. So his nickname in the Bolton dressing room was Trigger, right? But he signed to
it was
Liverpool.
Was this McAteer? Right? Yeah.
McAteer with Bolton. So we signed him. But at the time, Robbie Jones, right back, his nickname was Trigger as well. So when we signed McAteer, we couldn't have two Triggers. It'd been confusing. So when we signed him, we called him Dave, right? After Rodney. So Dave signed, thick as fuck. So he buys this Porsche. We stay at his ass. We get up and it was fucking freezing, right? So we go out to go training. It was his Porsche was covered in frost. So he fucking was freezing. He said, "I'll tell you what I'll do, lads." He said, "I'll get it. I'll start the engine. I'll leave it keys. You know, I mean, engine running for 10 minutes. We go back in and have another coffee, right?" So I'm thinking, "Fucking yes, you leave your 70 grand worth of motor with the keys and the engine running in fucking Liverpool for 10 minutes. Good idea." So we go back and come back out. The fucking car was still there, right? So go get in it. It locked itself. All these cars, you give the engine run, they just lock themselves. You know what I mean? So we couldn't get in the fucking car. So as we're looking in, they got pictures in, me, him, and Bab, hoods up, fucking freezing, this old Bill copper car cub, right? Bibbed him, "What are you doing?" He went, "No, it's my car," and all this bollocks. So the old Bill come up and was laughing. He said, "I'll tell you what to do, Mr. McAteer." He said, "Go inside, get yourself a coat hanger. We'll try and open it with a coat hanger." He went in, come back out of a fucking wooden one.
Yeah, I've heard that. Oh, what an absolute... Was that right? You was at a do as well, and apparently Jimmy White came in, and he went, 180!
No, no, no. He went, Jimmy! When he looked, he went, 180!
What an absolute dope. What about Paolo? Can you talk about Paolo? Like, he's a big character there. Yeah.
Paolo Di Canio.
Any stories on him, Rays?
Yeah, he used to shave his body head to toe. There's no way. When I played with him, I thought there's no way he could be a manager, and it proved me right.
it's not gone smoothly for him, has it, the manager?
No. Who's that? Sorry, just
well,
had a piss.
Well, you just missed, right? I'll tell you what's happened. Apparently, according to Neil Razor,
that's what he told me.
This is what Paolo Di Canio told.
Do papers Razor. Get all this? Papers listen to this, can't they? They can print this.
They got. Right. He used to get his.
He fucking told me. I ain't say.
Coned bit of paper on top of it. Find a blue bottle fly, put it in, and then make sure the fly will bust around and land on his.
Ran his wing up, ran his glory. Yeah. He didn't know he was going to land. He was like, "Ooh." I tried it. He can't fucking get a blue bottle.
He's only got one place to land.
What? He was doing that while he was managing.
No, while he was managing. Up front.
When he's manager at Sunderland, he used to get the boys in and go, "Right, you're right, mate."
That's his team talk. Like, yeah. Just like, have a look at this.
I tell you the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I like the way he raises
you take that, won't you?
I just thought of something else. Me and my mate called Annie Lineker. Not Lineker. He's not. Don't do Lineker. Really? Scouser. No, we're in Liverpool. We're in a karaoke bar in Liverpool. So it was about 30 steps in this karaoke bar. Me and Linnick have come up, having a fag, and all of a sudden this fella's come along in the wheelchair, right? And the bouncer's gone. Oh, here he comes. Fucking hell. Every fucking week he comes, I have to fucking put him down. Fucking stairs. He has one drink, bring him all the way fucking back. So I make Linnick go, "Nah, fucking help him. Pisses anything." It wasn't going. "I'll help him." He went, go on in. He got the wheelchair. He went down one step, and the fucking handles come off the wheelchair. Right? The fucking grey ones. Only grey ones.
Yeah.
He looked at me like that. I went, "Oh," he went, "Oh." The fucking geezer in this wheelchair, he fucking took off, right? He has smashed the wall at the end, right? And the bouncers banned my mate. Banned him! Honestly, he went like that. "Oh!" He was all right, the fella, though.
Yeah.
2-2 to Jill's back in.
Parking, yeah.
Sam Parkin
from episode one.
I was his coach.
More clubs than everyone here combined.
Get in here, son.
Was you? Sammy Boy,
I was his coach.
12 years old.
Come on.
Did you enjoy coaching?
No, I was fucking rubbish.
You must have coached him for long. He must have fucked off.
I used to make him come on the piss for me. I was his coach at Swindon, right?
Can you get Sam in here?
Yeah, definitely.
I was his coach at Swindon, James.
Was you really?
I used to make him come out of me. If he didn't come out of me, I wouldn't give him the win bonus.
5 minutes with Sam, and then we'll wrap up.
Fucking wrap it out and get on it. Jimmy, would you? This is my question for you, Jimmy. Would you ever consider going into management?
Yes, I would. I'd love to go into management, but not yet.
Really?
I'm enjoying myself at the minute.
What would your managerial style be?
Just go and enjoy yourselves, but come back with 3 points, you little fuckers. So basically, I'd probably be the best manager out there. No, I know what I'm on about, really. If you want me to talk serious while I'm laying.
No, I don't.
Okay. So this is semi-serious.
No, you're asking me a
question.
No, obviously, hang on a minute. I play top level, so don't take the piss. No, I know a lot about football. And it's all in here.
Week in, week
out. And one day I'd be ready to come out and give to others, but not yet.
That's it. That is the end. That is the end of our Christmas special.
Oh, what a shame.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Great fun.
Mate.
Go for it.
Thank yous all for coming. I really appreciate it. I know it's in my pub and all that.
What, all your guests? We've had a lot of good guests.
Yeah, and Trevor used in my pub.
Sam Parkin.
I know
back.
I sound a tit. It's a dream come true. Thank you.
So Sam Parkin, Danny Spiller, Tubes, Razor Rudder.
To be fair, Jim, if you weren't on the table, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, really? Just because you got jungle
famous now.
More famous
that's
than
what you
are.
TV celebrities now.
Yeah, you're big deals.
We are real deals.
It used to be, now Bulldog's taking over.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugs your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.